السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording now. All right. Today we're going to talk about a stereotype which will continue from last time, which is Islam. It's not a civilized religion. Muslims are not civilized people.
Where's the button thingy?
Okay. And we said, okay.
Oh, you really want to do that?
Say no.
So you say yes. Say
who wants to write?
No.
I just don't want to.
No, I'm actually.
She will never want to. Let's
go. Okay. There are some. Huh? The what? All right, who's going to write down notes? Any volunteers?
Yeah.
Okay. Source of children.
What?
Okay, this is to judge civilization. The first criterion to judge civilization is the source of children. Children are coming from where? Are they coming from natural married father and mother? Okay. Father and mother are married and they provide secure environment for their children to get good education. And to get good education, or you can get a seat from here, a chair from here, or from here. Okay? Or are they going to, the children are coming from outside of marriage or from inside of marriage? That is, no, we're talking about the source. Huh? Come. So, do you know that children who come out of marriage and moms are single moms, it's not fair, because if mom is a single mom, she has to do the job of a mom and
a dad.
Is that fair? No. She has to work inside the house. She has to work outside of the house. She needs to take care of the children. This is so much. This is crazy. This is too much work.
Yes, she can't be alone.
Okay, but if also, so the source of the children, not from single moms and single dads, and the children are coming from marriage, not from outside of marriage, okay? If the children are coming from outside of marriage, this is not a civilized way of getting children. The civilized way of getting children is the children coming from inside the marriage, okay? There is the statistics here about, I read it a long time ago in Indiana, that, you know, Indiana is a conservative, Dima, you know, Indiana is a conservative town, a conservative state. They made publish a survey that one-third of the children in Indiana are coming from outside of marriage. One-third are coming from outside of marriage. Means that the mom and the dad are not married. From outside of marriage. What's the ratio? One third. The more this ratio increases, the more it is uncivilized way of getting the children. Okay? All right. So that is the first criteria. The second criteria, the role of women. Now, Islam recognizes that the product of a woman is and a baby.
No, I spelled it wrong.
Just look at my.
The product of a woman.
M-A-R-R-I-G-E.
Listen. The role of the woman in Islam is very honorable. Why? The product of a woman is a newborn baby, human being. But what's the product of a man?
Nothing. Baby.
No, just cars. roads, tuna cans, Pepsi cans, buildings.
In other words, he's living in his car.
No, what I'm trying to say is that a man...
Oh my God!
Please sit down.
Okay.
I'm here. Okay, I'll ride.
No, no riding. Pay attention.
Okay.
Pay attention. Do you understand? If the product of a woman is a human being, is that more honorable or a product of a man? If he's an engineer, then his product would be a car or a bridge or something like that. If he's a, whatever his job is, if he's an accountant, then his job is being accounting and money and balances and taxes and things like that. Is that a better product or a human being? Which one is more, a human being or any...
Human,
of course, human being. Huh?
How about the man's a doctor?
Yes, product of a doctor. Product of a doctor. Well, remember that. We're talking about general. General. We're not talking about specifics. We're talking about general. We're not talking about specifics. So generally speaking, the job of a man is a product... It's a product that is not as valuable as the human being. So Islam says, okay, the product of a woman is very honorable product because it is a human being. The product of man is less than that because he is not producing a human being. So if the society wants, I mean, I'm talking about generally speaking, like it's like 80% true or 70% true. Don't pick on, say, okay, there are cases like that. Don't talk about exceptions. In general, if the society prefers that this mother will leave her children and go out to work to produce things similar to the man, then this society, this is an uncivilized way. The uncivilized way is that the mom is going to leave the kids home and go out to work. Okay? This is uncivilized way. However, there is a civilized way, which is basically you can... there are ways that you can do that. Islam does not say women can't work. If the kids... Dima. If the kids are grown up enough, like be able like to... to serve, to take care of themselves a little bit, and they're grown up, and there is an opportunity for a woman to go out and work, or to bring somebody, a babysitter or something like that, or a nanny, bring a nanny. Then, when she brings the nanny, yes?
If the dad is like, for example, if he's like sick, and he becomes sick for like a few days, can he stay home while she like takes his shift?
You're talking about not specifics. I'm talking about general here, generally speaking, in general. I'm general, if the society prefers the woman to quit her mother as a mom and she go work something else and without making arrangements for the children to be taken care of, then this is uncivilized way of life. Do you know that this is uncivilized way of life? And then the third criteria. Do you know that there are certain jobs that Islam wants women to hold?
No.
They're like to be a gynecologist. A gynecologist.
Gynecologist. What is the job?
That it's the doctor that
helps the baby be born.
Get the baby, and he's the doctor who makes care that the woman's health is fine. Islam way much prefers that this gynecologist to be a man, to be a woman. To be a woman. So now, if Islam says no women can go out, then who's going to do the job? You see what I'm saying? Now, also the teachers for children, little children, are preferred to be females. Okay?
Females?
Yes.
Teachers. So there are two examples of cases where Islam prefers a woman to have the job. Okay, if Islam says no women can ever go work, then who's going to fill these positions? You got it? So men. So that's why in Islam prefers majority of women to take care of their children instead of going out to compete with men.
Are you recording?
Yes. And instead of going out to compete with men and their jobs and, you know, compete with them in the market, okay, then this is uncivilized use of the mother. Huh?
What about just like a regular doctor?
What about a regular doctor? Doesn't have to be... because you know the gynecologist, she looks at private parts.
Yeah, I know, but can is it not suggested for them? You know how it is, it's not suggested for them to go out and compete with like men.
Uh-huh.
Does that include like doctoring?
And that's in general, not specifics. Again, I'm talking about general cases, not specific cases. Okay, so if the mother. You guys distract me. I don't know. She's probably substituting. So if the mother, if the society prefers that the mother is going to go out also and use her body to earn living, and she says, my talent is my body, my talent and my looks. If the society prefers that the woman would do that and instead of sitting home taking care of the children, then this is not a sign of civilization. This is a sign of no civilization. All right? Third, yes, go ahead.
Can someone write so we can see the notes?
Huh?
Can she write so we can see the notes?
No. Now, the third distraction. Now, the third criteria to judge civilization is the highest value. What is the highest value that controls everything, every other thing? What is the highest value? You know how the values are highest and less?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, less important. So what is the most important value in a civilized society? The most important value in a civilized society is?
Did you say emo?
Is moral values. So moral values. So if the society is controlled by other than the moral values, then this is a sign of uncivilization. Society might be uncivilized. Don't do that. Society would be uncivilized, okay? Or it's a sign of uncivilization in the society, okay? But if, I'll give you an example. Just as an example, did I ever tell you about the Lake Tahoe example?
Mm-hmm. Oh, how
half? Yes.
And then.
Oh yeah, about the Las Vegas and the California, how half the Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So this example tells you what, for those of you who are not here or don't remember, we said that Lake Tahoe has half in Nevada and half in California. Nevada economy is based on the entertainment industry. California economy is based on agriculture and manufacturing and things like that. So in order for the entertainment industry to really flourish, among the things they offer in Nevada, they make gambling legal and they make prostitution legal. Okay, that's in Nevada. California is not based on the entertainment industry. So gambling is illegal, prostitution is illegal. You understand that? So both are illegal. Hello? Now, what made this legal here and made that illegal there are what? The economy. So who is controlling the moral values? Economy or economy controls or moral values control?
Moral values.
So economy controlling moral values or moral values controlling economy.
It's supposed to be the other way, but our society treats as economy.
So that example proves that, or this example is an uncivilized example. Why? Because it shows that, you know, even two hotels across the street from each other, the State Street, cutting Lake Tahoe, if you are on the northbound, you're in Nevada. If you are in the southbound, you are in California. So just right across the street from each other, there are two hotels right across the street from each other. In one hotel, gambling and prostitution is legal, and another hotel, gambling and prostitution is illegal. Do you understand this? Do you see how this? So you are saying that, I'm saying here that what controls moral values?
Economy.
Economy. But the way it should be, which controls?
It should be moral values.
Moral values should control. So that is the third criteria we judge civilization by. Okay. Making laws. Who makes the laws? We have two kind of laws.
Congress.
Now, we have two kinds of laws. We have man-made and divine, God-made. So, if you reject the laws coming from God, then what's the other alternative? Is to accept what? Man-made. Do you have any choice? No. And by the way, Islamic Sharia allows humans to make laws. Like, for example, that doesn't conflict with Sharia. So you can make a law, traffic law, for example. You can make a tax law. These are, is that against Sharia? No. You can make all the, like, city code laws. You can make all these kind of laws that are, does not conflict with Islam. You understand? But you can't make a law that conflicts with Islam, such as gambling is legal. That's a law that conflicts with Islam, with Sharia. You understand? So don't take it that Islam does not allow you to make any kind of laws. That's wrong. There are laws that you can make. Okay? There are laws that you can make. Can you give me an example of a law that will conflict with Sharia?
Prostitution.
Drinking, for example. When you make drinking legal, now, then you are contradicting Islam when you make the drinking legal.
Yes.
Smoking also the same thing. When you make smoking legal, you're conflicting with Islam, with Sharia.
What if you make something illegal, but Islam says it's okay?
Oh, that one is an easier case because you don't have, like, for example, United States law says one man and one woman. You can't have more than one wife, right? You got it? And also, that conflicts with Islam. However, you can just live fine without having more than one wife. You can just live fine with one wife. Actually, that's the norm. Okay? You understand? Even though the law doesn't allow you to have more than one wife, but it does not conflict with Islam if you just have one wife. You understand? You see what I'm saying? See the point? So when you come to the United States, if there's a conflict between the Islamic law and the Sharia law, you go by the one that's allowed for both. For example, if the American law allows you to drink, Sharia law does not allow you to drink. So what do? You
don't drink.
You just don't drink. You see? You'd be fine with both. If Islam allows you to have four wives, or more than one wife, American law doesn't. Then how do you
go with the American law?
How would you do it so you're okay with both?
You do the American.
Just one wife. So it will work for both. You got it? You see what I'm saying here? So there are ways. There are ways to do the laws. You can ways to keep. There are ways to keep the Islamic law and the land law. If they intersect, remember, when you take an oath of allegiance or when you live as a citizen in a country, you have to respect these laws, the laws of the country. Okay? You can't say no. You have to respect these laws. And there is always a way to respect the laws of Islam and respect the laws of the country together. The country doesn't say, you have to drink. No. It says, you can drink. Now, about drinking, you know, it's why drinking is really haram. It's because it's really harmful to the others. It's not harmful only to the individual. It's harmful to the individual and to the others. Okay? For example, drinking and driving. It is haram, of course, and illegal. But the way it's enforced, it's not that much enforced. For example, the last year, statistics say the last year, the people who died from drunk driving.
They open
the guts of those. No, statistics.
Experimenting.
Database.
You can just smell them. And if you know what they do? They say that.
They stand on one leg. If you tip over, you're drunk.
If they're dead.
Okay. As they ask you, you just ask to blow your breath into a small thing like this.
Or
and
you can just be like, they tell you to walk in a straight line.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Yes, but they found out that the number of people who are killed in drunk driving, the number of people who are killed in the drunk driving, are equal to the same number of people who died in Vietnam War. How many people died in Vietnam War? Huh? How many people? 60,000 people. So they found out that 60,000 people died because of drunk driving.
Every year?
Every year, yes.
Wait, in America or?
In the United States.
What?
Now they say it's my freedom. How do you reply to this? If you say, it's my freedom to decide drink or not drink, it's my freedom to decide. How do you reply to this? How? If the person says, it's my freedom to drink. Now, how do you reply to that?
You dumb.
Want to kill people? Want to be a murderer?
Huh? No, you say, it's yes, your freedom to drink. But not your freedom to drink and drive.
But they'll not listen. They
continue drinking, and then when
yes,
they tell someone,
but they say that the law says that drink, but don't drive. Okay, because once you step outside of the, so your freedom ends where your neighbor's freedom starts. You know that saying? Your freedom ends where the freedom of others start. So now you're affecting others by drinking. Also, as a family member, when you drink, usually drunk people, Dima, what's going on? This is number 10 times I say.
Did you say cat died? I'm sorry.
When the family members are being abused because of a drunk father or a drunk mother, they might abuse each other. The father who is drunk can abuse the children, can abuse his wife. So now his freedom ends where the freedom of others start. Okay? So the actual negative effect of drinking is so bad that it should be haram. It should be illegal. However, they couldn't make it illegal. They couldn't. They made it illegal in the United States just in the early 30s or something like that.
Yeah, but then it was like some rebellion or something.
Yes. Now they are thinking about making marijuana legal. They're really pushing it because now...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In California.
One of the cures
to
cancer.
No, it's only under
illegal in some states.
Yes, like underage.
In Colorado,
we have to be like 21 small marijuana.
And like strange.
Oh, yeah, doesn't make sense.
Now, our problem is that those drunk people and those drugged people... Can you cover your head? Those drugged people, you know, the angels come and attend these classes where we learn about Islam. They come and attend and make prayers for us. So make sure you like benefit from them. You know, do you see cell phone waves? Do you see them? Yeah, do you see them? The waves coming from our cell phone, microwave?
No.
You don't see them, right?
I feel.
Can they penetrate through walls?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. So now angels are created of light waves. So can they penetrate through walls? Yes, they can. Can they be invisible? Yes, they can. Okay. So don't say, where are they? Shaitans, there are ways. Shaitan is living in a dimension, and the angels are living in dimensions that we're not aware of and we cannot imagine. But they are there. Okay. So back into the business of who made the laws. You know what about alcohol? I once figured out a way. I don't know. I mean, give me a feedback about this way. Huh?
Can I get a tissue?
Yes. I would think that there will be a fenced area. I'm thinking about having a fenced area where people can go in and drink.
You're thinking about it, or some people are?
No, I'm thinking about an idea. So people can go into this area to drink, but they are not allowed to leave until they clear.
Until they're sober?
Until?
They're sober.
Until what?
Like they're done, like until
yes.
they're sober.
Sober, right?
Yeah.
Until they're sober. You got that?
Sober.
Zach?
Just kidding.
Dima. Last warning. Okay.
They actually have those type of rooms in airports.
Like, yeah, that's for smoking.
Yeah.
But for drinking, no. Dima.
I'm not talking.
Next time you're by coming here.
I didn't say anything.
Good, okay. Okay? So, I was suggesting to myself, or suggesting that an area, fenced area, they cannot leave unless they're sober. Okay? Now, would that reduce the impact? Yes. In this area, you won't have children to abuse, and you can't drive. Yeah. But the problem is, you know, these parties, people in those parties, they would like to have always alcohol available, and the people drink and people drive. Drink and drive, driving under the influence. Go ahead.
But then, wouldn't there be a problem? There would be, people would try to, they're drunk and they will do anything stupid, so...
Americans, they drink so much. Like, you can't just put them in a room to drink. They drink at dinner, in like parties, everywhere. At airports, you can see them.
Yes. Yes.
You can also buy first class. Like, the attendants can like serve you like beer and all that.
Yeah. It's not just a part of their life, it's a main part of their life.
Drinking is there. Yes. When you're 18, when you're 21, you go party. That's yes. When you're 18, when you're 21, you go party. That's yes. Yes. And there's like stories about, high
schoolers drinking beer, and then suddenly the police come and crash the party. No, in almost all the books I read, like all the high schoolers get like stuff at parties.
And they get really honest.
Yeah, and then like, but no one knows that they're drinking.
You know, drinking is a big problem in societies, especially, like, for example, Mexico. I have a Latino Muslim who converted to Islam, and he was telling me that the biggest problem he faces in his country is drinking. He said, drinking is crazy. People get drunk, and they said, you can't believe what happens. As a child, you're seeing a man carrying your mother when she's drunk, bringing her to her bedroom. You can find your sister coming drunk at the end of the night, and then she's there. Somebody's bringing her. Her boyfriend is bringing her, or something like that. Do you understand that he has to live knowing that his mother is with a boyfriend inside? Then he has to live seeing a lot of bad things resulting from the alcohol and from... Because alcohol really destroys families, okay? And destroys the society.
But so does smoking.
Smoking, see, they are not...
Question about smoking. So when you smoke, you're basically killing other people because secondhand smoke is basically giving them lung cancer. Why isn't that, like, don't you think that's basically haram because you're killing someone?
Oh yeah, it's haram. Smoking? Of course, it's a haram, yeah. Smoking.
So isn't hookah smoking because it has nicotine in it, which makes it... The only thing about hookah is it's just a little less addictive.
There is a rule in Sharia that will make me feel easy. This rule says any harmful thing is haram.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, but then there's
people are like no, hookah's allowed. Hookah's not allowed. It has as much nicotine as a cigarette does.
Yes, it doesn't. It's not allowed. Smoking in particular in Islam is not allowed.
Okay.
Now... which one is worse, smoking or drinking?
Drinking.
No, drinking. Because if you drive, when you're smoking, it's fine.
Yeah, so if you're drunk, then you can accidentally drink without.
No, it's you're not drunk. Smoking does not making you drunk. That's a different. The smoking drugs. Smoking drugs, that's a different story. So smoking, even though smoking is less harmful than alcohol, yet we are making good laws about smoking, but we're not making laws, good laws about drinking alcohol. And also, do we have some kind of hypocrisy here? Because we say smoking is bad, right? And there are strict laws about smoking. Guess we sell the cigarettes to where? We sell the cigarettes to the third world countries. So we are here saying that smoking is bad, smoking is restricted, but when we export the cigarettes, isn't that hypocrisy?
Yep, it is.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm so against
smoking. Go ahead. Yes.
As you can see, it's so gross. Like, how can someone, like...
Do you understand?
Inhaling something.
Okay.
It's so gross.
Okay.
Saga.
Now,
so
making laws, you are a slave of the law, whether you like it or not. The law, you are a slave of the law. Law enforcement agencies are going to go after you to enforce the laws, right? So you are a slave of this law. Now the question is, who made these laws that make you a slave? Who made these laws? There are two kinds of laws, man-made and God-made. Okay? And the man-made laws are, okay, some of them, conflict, no conflict, with Sharia, and there's conflict with Sharia. You see? So, what is... The man-made laws are not all bad. Like the restrictions of the... the restrictions of smoking, for example. Good. These are good laws. Does not conflict with Sharia. These are good laws. Here. Good man-made laws. However, there are laws made by humans. And we... The laws... The laws make you... You are a slave of the law, yes or no?
Duh.
Yes. Stop saying duh. Yes, we are slaves of the law. Now, who is making these laws that make us slaves?
Government.
Who is in the government? Congress.
Donald Trump.
Hold you.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Why did Allah, babies are killed because Allah knows that when they're older they're going to be bad people, but Donald Trump's a bad person, so why did Allah still let him be alive?
Like the Pharaoh.
Good. There's hope for him.
Like the Pharaoh.
Maybe
it's a test.
Very
he's made
but
for
he's
reason.
Failing it.
No, but
it's a test also for the people around him. It's part of the test. You know the equation of the test? It's part of the equation of the test. Just like the Pharaoh, just like in Namrud, just like these bad presidents all over the place. Sisi in Egypt, blah blah, and Saudi Arabia. All these bad guys, Allah allowed them to be presidents and kings because that's part of the
test.
This is part of the test. That's right. But going back into these, so we are slaves of the laws. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is making these laws that make us slaves?
Congress.
Okay. So we are becoming, the Congress becomes like sort of a god that makes laws for us. And we have to be slaves of these laws. So if the society accepts these man-made laws, okay, then it is a sign of no civilization. It's a sign of lack of civilization, right? So the society lacks part of the civilization. It's a sign of no civilization if we let part of the society make laws to the other part. Okay? So part of the society is making laws to the other part. And guess, Allah will make fair laws. But the people can't make fair laws. Tell me why.
Because Allah knows what's best.
Because Allah made laws to fair for everybody. Allah doesn't prefer one over the other. So Allah make laws that is fair for everybody. But how about the man-made laws? It is made to favor certain people over certain people. Can you give me an example? The man-made laws that favor people, one group of people over the others?
Police against humans? I don't know. Hitler. Did you say Hitler? What's
Can you think of anyone? Anything? Capitalism favors who?
The capitalists.
The rich people.
Yes. The people who own the capital. Okay? So
wait,
it's not.
Isn't police also one of them? Because, like, people favor. There's a great preventive for people instead of just like regular citizens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's the point you're trying to make?
Isn't that one of the examples of what we're talking about?
The example of... No, I'm... The example
like
I'm talking about...
People favoring other people, yeah.
The laws makers...
Yeah.
The lawmakers are favoring people who have the capital. So you understand? In other words, the people who have the capital, okay, will have more... rights, sort of, than us. Or, let me say not rights, more opportunities. Are we born with equal rights? Theoretically, yes. But are we born with equal opportunities?
No.
Now, this injustice in opportunities are because man-made laws favor people over people. Favor, what kind of example is the opportunity of an Afro-American guy? Is it the same opportunity like a white guy?
Why is it always those two that are compared?
Because it's been years and years of the fighting, okay? We get it.
So, what I'm trying to say here, the laws are made not to favor the African-American race. Not to favor them mean they have less opportunities. Those, usually they are born in single-family homes, and by the time they are like 15 and 16, they've done something stupid that they go live in jail forever because of it. Like they kill somebody, like they rape, like they do something stupid, they get convicted, they spend the rest of their life in jail. Why? Because they live in very poor neighborhoods and these neighborhoods are full of drugs and they live in broken family homes. Go ahead.
Aren't they like broken family homes? Like, people that live there, isn't it because, like, we learned this in school or something? They told us that the people that they were poor and they had drugs and they had broken families because the white people had, like, the government would fund them, and then the other money that they didn't need, or that would go to the people that had poor families. So the white people would be rich, and then black people would be just like poor.
And they have drugs spread in their neighborhoods. They come from broken families. They have very little parenting. Really, very small parenting, I mean, like almost no parenting at all. They don't have any healthy family situation where they get parents from father and parents from mother. They most likely coming out of a single family home where the mother is doing all the job. And of course, if the mother is doing all the job, then who's going to do the parenting? Nobody, you understand? And that's why among the signs of civilization is that the mother is doing the parenting. The mother is doing the parenting, okay? But the mother, if she goes out and works when the kids are need parenting, that's unfair. That's unfair for the kids. Okay, Islam values women to be more honorable than men. Why? Because the product of a woman is more honorable than the product of a man. You understand this? Even though people try to give you guys, you girls try to give you the wrong message. The wrong message is that in order for you to be equal, you have to go out in the market and compete with men in the jobs. Okay? So that's not right. Why? Because parenting is required. If the husband is doing work, all the work, and the wife is doing work, now the kids, who's going to parent the kids? Who's going to do the parenting? Did you ever hear about a situation where the father resigns from parenting his children? Did you hear about that? A father might resign. A mother might resign. You know, like write a resignation to her husband. Okay, I'm sick and tired of your kids. I'm resigning as a mother. Take care of them. And then she leaves. Do you understand?
But if they like switch roles.
I'm like, wait, what?
Huh?
Can they switch roles?
Well, if it works, why not? I have seen situations where the mom is so busy and the dad is doing the parenting. Okay?
But then dads are really bad at parenting.
Well, it's awkward, but it's better than the other way around. It's better than actually not having parenting at all.
It was your fault that came in here.
So, that is the... How many criteria we said right now? Four criteria. Source of new generation. Huh? Source of new generation coming from marriage or outside of marriage. Number two, role of women. Have time to... The role of women, is it to compete with men in worthless products or like less honorable products or to reduce honorable human being? What's the highest value? Economy controls moral values or moral values control economy? Making laws, is it the laws of Allah that's fair for everybody? It gives opportunity to everybody, or is it the laws that gives opportunities to one part of the society over the other part? Okay, the last criteria is the source of unity. The last criteria, source of unity. What is uniting us? Are we united over race? Are we united because we are all Egyptians? Are we united because we all come from this, or we all Indians? Are we united because we came from this family or this tribe or this, No, we're not united here in the United States. We're united over other values, right? So the race comes from the mud, right? Why you have different race than her? Because the mud that Allah used to create you is different than the mud Allah used to create her. It's mud. But the shape of this mud and the nature, the shape and the nature, the look of this, and it's different. It's mud, all as mud, but different looks, different shape. There's Allah intended that. Allah intended to have the white and the black. The Chinese, the Asian, and the and the not Asian. Okay, so if we are united based on the race is an earthly value. You know, the race comes from mud. Mud comes from earth. But if we are, it's very important to understand this part. Most of you girls miss that part. Can you wake them up? It's very important to understand this part. Because most of you girls miss that part. Which is what? We are, if you are united based on race, then we are united based on mud. Because the race comes from mud.
Our race comes from mud.
We're created from different mud.
I have a question. Are animals also made of mud?
When Allah... Huh?
Are animals also made of mud?
Yes. Okay, let me ask you a question. Elephants live together in a group. Do you find any non-elephant in the middle? No, they live with herds. So elephants live together. People, I mean, animals of same kind live together. Why? Because they are united based on the race. Okay? However, now Islam unites people over heavenly values, such as moral values. Okay? When you find people united over heavenly values, like honesty, things that are halal and haram, things that are moral and immoral, when people are united because of that, because of these honorable values, then these honorable values are called heavenly values. Moral values are heavenly values or earthly values? Heavenly values. Earthly values have to do with the race and shape and nationality. I am from the Egyptian mud, you are from the Syrian mud or the Palestinian mud, and you are from the Pakistani or Indian mud, and you are from Bangladesh mud.
What? No, not a Pakistani!
No, I was looking at
you. I'm Pakistani! I'm Pakistani!
Girls, you get the point.
I don't like the
Pakistani. And he skips me.
Do you get the point? Yes or no? You get the point? Okay, so when we are united based on heavenly, we're united because we have heavenly values. We have a lot of heavenly values, like killing is haram, taking advantage of others is haram, stealing is haram, this is haram, this is halal, this is haram and halal. These values of haram and halal, they come from where?
The sky!
From heaven! So if we are united based on heavenly values, then we're civilized. Then we're what? Civilized. If we are united based on an earthly value, then we are? Huh? Not civilized. You got it? So if I say, what unites me with you is the same country. Like you're a Palestinian, I am a Palestinian, for example. No.
Where are you from?
Egypt. Okay? What unites us that we both are Palestinians. So this is mud. Mud of Palestine mud. But if unite us that we both believe in the same moral values, then what's what?
Civilized.
It's heavenly. Okay?
Whoa. Heavenly values.
It's a heavenly value. So if you're united,
hello.
Just a minute. Let me make this clear.
Okay.
Shh. If you're united, if we're united based that on that we have the same moral values, then we're united based on heavenly values. If you're united because we have the same race, then this is earthly values, same nationality, earthly values.
We're all from mud.
Got it? We're all from mud. By the way, when Allah, just a second, before Allah creates Adam, He sent the angel of death to collect pieces of mud. So He collected pieces of brown mud, white mud, yellow mud, black mud, and then Allah intended to make us diverse. Assalamu alaikum.